Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 63 degrees in Richland Center right now. The forecast says the high today will be 81. The Richland Center City Auditorium was filled to near capacity last night as citizens from every township in Richland County gathered to voice their unified opposition to the proposed 765 kilovolt power lines. Mike Renninger of Southwest Partners opened the proceedings by outlining the intent of the gathering before conducting a formal introduction of the represented areas. A show of hands confirmed that every single township in the county had sent residents to the auditorium, underscoring the widespread nature of the concern. The event then transitioned into a collaborative workshop format, where attendees broke into small groups to discuss their motivations for attending and their reflections on the prior informational meeting held at Richland Center High School on Monday. Throughout the evening, the prevailing message emphasized by Brenninger and shared by the audience was one of unity. Organizers stressed that the impact of the power lines transcends individual property boundaries, calling for a collective effort to support one another, regardless of whose land is directly affected. Brenninger noted that the opposition faces a significant challenge that will require sustained commitment from the entire community over the long term. The atmosphere in the room remained charged with passion and loud conversation as residents discussed the potential future of their landscape. Observers described the crowd as a galvanized force, determined to maintain their momentum. As the meeting concluded, organizers announced that plans are already underway for a follow-up session. Yes, WRCO News is aware that there was a traffic accident last night at the intersection of Highway 58 and Smith Hollow. We do have a message into the Richland County Sheriff's Department for further details. To this point, we do not have those. As soon as they are provided, we will report them. The Kiwanis Backpack Program is rolling along. Information has been sent out. If you signed up to receive a backpack, you should have received the information. Backpack pickup is at the Phoenix Center on the 31st of August, Monday, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. We did get a call yesterday asking about that, and the feedback is that information went out to the people who are signed up. Pickup is Phoenix Center, August 31st, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. County Road 00 closed again today from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. for culvert replacement. This closure is from Highway 60 to Oak Ridge Drive in Orion Township. Thank you, Derek Brown of Richland County Highway Department. During a meeting held Wednesday, the Richland Center Planning Commission conducted a public hearing to address a conditional use permit application from Schreiber Foods. The request pertains to the company's continued dairy product processing operations at 920 Sextonville Road. While the facility is a long-standing fixture in the community, Zoning Administrator Aaron Unbehan clarified that an ordinance amendment dating back to 2000 established dairy processing as a use requiring a conditional use permit within the city, necessitating this formal action. Representatives from Schreiber Foods emphasized that the application is primarily a procedural effort to align with local regulations. They noted that their day-to-day operations have not changed, but they are seeking the permit now to correct a previous oversight and ensure full compliance moving forward. The transparency of the process was evident during the hearing, where the company reiterated its commitment to following the city's established zoning requirements. Public engagement regarding the permit was minimal but positive. No citizens spoke during the hearing itself. However, Unbehan reported that the city had received one email from a local resident expressing support for the proposed permit. Following the discussion, the Planning Commission showed clear consensus on the matter, voting unanimously to recommend that the City Council approve the conditional use permit. The recommendation now moves to the City Council for their consideration. There will be road work on Highway 14 East next year, beginning at a date not yet determined, spanning from 0.1 miles east of Highway 58, continuing east to the Sauk County line. This project will provide pavement improvement, a widening of the shoulders, and an improvement of the intersection in Gotham, which will include widening but does not include a roundabout. WRCO News will share additional information as it becomes available. Thank you to Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder for providing those details. Press release from Richland County Board Chair Carrie Severson, Richland County Ad Hoc EMS District Formation Committee, so this is dealing with the future of ambulance service in the county, invites the community to a town hall Tuesday, September 29th at 6 p.m. This event will be held at the American Legion, located at 900 Flag Park Drive in Richland Center. This will be an interactive discussion between the committee and the community to talk about emergency medical services in Richland County. This will be an opportunity for the community to learn what steps the county has taken related to emergency medical services and what that means for you as a resident of Richland County. We look forward to seeing you there. Monday morning, a routine drive through Liberty Township turned into a scene of devastation following a collision between a passenger vehicle and a farm tractor. At 11:09 a.m., emergency dispatchers notified the Grant County Sheriff's Office of a severe crash on County Highway E, situated near the intersection of Scenic Road. The incident involved an 89-year-old rural Livingston man, Melvin Meshack, and 63-year-old Jeffrey Vesperman of Fenimore. According to initial reports from deputies at the scene, Meshack was traveling eastbound in a 2022 Buick Envision when his vehicle struck the rear of Vesperman's tractor, which was also heading east. The force of the impact was so significant that Vesperman was thrown from the tractor. Following the collision, the tractor veered into the north ditch while Meshack's SUV came to a rest in the south ditch. The gravity of the situation prompted an immediate and massive multi-agency response, bringing together first responders from Lancaster EMS and Fire, Southwest Health EMS, Fenimore EMS, and the Stitzer Fire Department. Due to the critical nature of Vesperman's injuries, UW MedFlight was summoned directly to the crash site. Southwest Health EMS personnel worked to stabilize Vesperman before transporting him to the waiting helicopter. He was subsequently flown to UW Hospital in Madison. However, despite the efforts of medical staff, he later died from the injuries sustained in the crash. Meshack was assessed by responders on site and was later taken to a hospital by a private party for further evaluation. The Richland County Natural Resources Standing Committee is set to meet Monday, August 31st at 9:30 a.m. in the county boardroom. This upcoming session follows a period of intense public opposition and significant community interest regarding the proposed BECI 765 KV transmission line project, now being referred to as the Becky Project. Recent local meetings, including a county board session that had to be moved to a larger venue to accommodate the crowd, have underscored the deep concerns residents hold regarding environmental impacts, property loss, and transparency. Central to the committee's agenda is the ongoing debate over the high voltage line. Members will consider a formal resolution opposing the 765 kilovolt transmission line and discuss the technical requirement of mapping these lines as a GIS layer. This action follows previous efforts by the county board to request additional information from developers as residents in the Driftless area continue to organize legal and community-led coalitions against the project. In addition to the transmission line discussions, the committee will handle several other essential county matters. The agenda includes reviewing multiple zoning petitions for rezoning and parcel splits across various county locations. The committee is also scheduled to discuss and potentially approve a short-term rental ordinance for a future public hearing, alongside updates to zoning rules concerning junk properties and the keeping of chickens. Departmental reports from the zoning administrator, county conservationist, UW Extension, and real property lister will also be presented again that meeting of the Richland County Natural Resources Standing Committee, Monday, August 31st, 9:30 a.m. in the county boardroom.